Following the lead of some others, the Hopkins County Commissioner's Court has adopted the national slogan, "In God We Trust," as its own. There's even a plaque in the County Commissioner's Courtroom. I talked about the county decision with County Judge Robert Newsom Tuesday morning.
There's a new plaque that's the commissioners voted on yesterday, and it'll be a permanent part addition to our courtroom. And it says at the top there, "In God We Trust, Hopkins County, Texas." It's the national motto. It's nothing new to anybody, but it's the national motto, and we're just adopting it for Hopkins County.
Was there any movement afoot or anybody suggesting this, or how did it come about as an idea?
Actually, I had conferred with some people around the state of Texas a little bit around it. Actually, in California is where some of this has started. Over 100 cities in California have gone ahead and made the "In God We Trust" the motto for their city. And so I had seen this, and so I proposed it to the commissioners. They were unanimous in voting for it and said, yes, we want to go ahead and make that our county motto.
Mm-hmm. And you have some history on this, on how this got started. Money was the first place I noticed it, I guess.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. And actually, it's in 1956, and I'm looking at what I actually read as the resolution. We passed this resolution yesterday establishing this motto. In 1956, President Eisenhower had been working for it for about 2 years, and Congress passed it. And so it's a congressional act that where they finally put "In God We Trust" on our money, on our paper money. Now, actually, it goes back to the Civil War, 1864. Now, in 1864, we're in the worst part, probably, of the Civil War. And actually, people in government for the United States of America were concerned there might not be a United States of America in the future. And so their concern was, what will people in history look back and see us as? And they said, what we want to do is we're going to put it on our coins. And so it was first put on the coins of the United States of America, and then later by President Eisenhower put on paper money. But the coins were the first one in 1864. They said, we don't want people in the future to know that we were heathens or to think that we were heathens. And so we're going to put "In God We Trust." Congress, again, in those days, Congress in 1864 passed it, and it was put on coins from that time forward. And is on our coins today, of course.
Mm-hmm. Any other cities or towns around here or in the state you know of that are doing this?
There are some counties, I understand, and maybe cities also around Texas, but I'm not aware of all the names of them, no.
All right, so something new here for the courtroom.
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, if you go one further back, if you'd like to hear about one further story.
All right.
Actually, where the "In God We Trust" comes from was, then we're going to go back in history one more time, War of 1812 with Britain. And actually, Baltimore, Maryland, Fort McHenry was being attacked. Hmm. Now, everybody knows the Star Spangled Banner. Hmm. Francis Scott Key was actually taken prisoner one evening and had to stay on the ship of a British ship as they bombarded Fort McHenry. Fort McHenry was not a good fort. It was not a strong fort, but the Stars and Stripes flew above it. And so they started at 7 o'clock in the morning, and at dusk, the flag was still flying. And then the next morning, Francis Scott Key wakes up, and there we are. The Stars and Stripes are still flying, and the British gave up. They couldn't defeat them from just bombing Fort McHenry. Mm-hmm. So they let Francis Scott Key go, and he went into a hotel there in Baltimore and wrote the Star Spangled Banner. And it actually has several verses. We don't sing all those verses normally, but the last verse actually says this: "Then conquer we must, for our cause is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust."
KSST News.